had a great time visiting my family in Mexico recently. It was for a family party where my grandparents celebrated their 50-year anniversary and renewed their vows. I spent time in my hometown, a small pueblo in the central western region of Jalisco. There were the busy streets of Guadalajara, and the calm of the Pacific Ocean in Puerto Vallarta. Even though it was only a week, it felt like an entire month. When I got back to the U.S., I had a lot of catching up to do in school. My teacher at the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology, Robert Zorn, deals with this kind of thing on a daily basis. He says it's a problem.
Where I would like to see less of that is on family vacations. Obviously, taking a family vacation really close to the end of a quarter or something like that is not the best planning in the world on the family's part, and it would be nice if they would put a little more thought in that, because that really causes problems sometimes, but we deal with it as it comes.
He says that it's not the student's fault, so teachers have to find a way to cater to that one student. One of my other teachers, Ms. Freilich, has a system to get students get their grades back up.
We spend extra time before, during, or after school getting caught up. I have an absent missing work system. So I think it's pretty organized and straightforward. When kids come back from school, they know what to do.
Administrators like Mary Fry say that teachers are trying new things with technology.
We also have a lot of teachers that are filming their lessons, and so kids, as long as they have internet connection, can watch the lesson.
Even with all the help from teachers, it was still really hard for me to get caught up. Next time my parents want me to go on vacation during the school year, I might tell them no. But probably not. Leslie Virgen Mariscal, Reno Youth Radio.